Shalom Aleichem Rabbotai, Mishnah Yomi continues for the first day of November, which is the seventh day of Cheshvan. We are in the first parak of Bikurim on Mishnah Zayin. Hifrish Bikurav, he separated out his Bikurim from his field, Machar Sadehu, and then he sold his field. Now, it sounds like he was intending to sell his field, because if he had separated Bikurim and then his field dried up, well, that's a case we had in the Mishnah out yesterday. So maybe ve'eno korei, he has to bring these bikurim, but he can't be korei because he doesn't own the land anymore that they came from. Ve'hasheni, and the second, referring to the second man in the situation, the buyer of the field, me'oto hamin eno mevi, from that same species that the first owner, the prior owner, had separated, he doesn't bring, because it sounds like that species is yotze. Mimin acher, if there's another species on that field, another one of the seven species that the first owner did not separate, maybe Vikoi, then the second owner can bring that and even recite the passage, because after all, he is the land owner now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af me'oto hamin, maybe Vikoi. Rita says, even that same species that the first owner had separated, the second owner can bring Bikurim, and Bikurim can read the Parsha. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if there were two owners, both of them are allowed to bring. But the partner says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Chayet, Hifrish Bikurav, he separated his Bikurim, Nivzozu, but Nebuch, they were plundered. Namaku, or they spoiled, they rotted. Nignavu, or they were stolen. Plundered is like, you know, the Crusades came through, or like an army came through. And stolen is, of course, like secretive and beseter. Ovdu, they were lost. Oshnit mu, or they became tame. Mevi acherim tachteim ve'eno korei. So no, he has to bring replacement bikurim in place of the first. Now, maybe they're not going to be quite as gishmak as the very first and best, but, you know, you pick the second best. You try to do what you can, even if you couldn't do it perfectly, as they famously say. And it's probably in the Gemara somewhere on both sides. They famously say, perfect is the enemy of good enough. Of course, you want second best here, because you bring replacement bikurim. Ve'eno korei, so he doesn't bikurei, because the originals were lost. Hashniim, and the second set, the replacements, Einam Chayav in Leim Chumish. He's not Chayav the one-fifth. Now, the one-fifth we're talking about here is if a non-Kohen eats Truma, then they have to pay back a fifth extra, like a tax. And that fifth was a fifth of the total, meaning it's 25% of the original. So you're adding on a fifth milavar from the outside, the total amount increases by one-fifth. And since Bikurim are like Truma, and that they're only given to the Kohen and his family, so too this din of Chumash would apply. But here these are merely replacements and not the originals, so they would be putter from this. Nitme'u ba'azora. If they got Tame once they were already in the Azora, nofitz ve'eno kore. He could shake out the basket, dump out the basket, and he does not recite the passage. He doesn't have to bring a replacement in this case because Lamaisa, he's Yose, he got the fruit, he got the produce into the Azara, so he did his part, but he didn't get to actually do the ceremony yet when they got Tame in the temple. So they can't eat the fruit, but what about the baskets? The Mefarshim say they actually give the basket empty to the Kohen, probably as long as it's not Tame, depending on what the basket's made of. There's a pasuk actually says, "V'lokoch kohen atene miyadecha." The kohen takes the basket from his hand. So sometimes that's actually totally literal, and sometimes the fruit got tame in the azara, and all he gets is the basket. Shkoyach rabosai zay gezunt.